This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. About 2 weeks ago, one of the primary news stories in the world concerned a so-called terror plot that targeted the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol. The reports declared that the plot was thwarted before the alleged terrorist could carry it out. For example, Fox News ran this article entitled, "Feds Say Public Was Never in Danger in Massachusetts Man's Thwarted Terror Plot." Supposedly, a man from Massachusetts planned to blow up the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol using remote-controlled airplanes filled with explosives. But what do you know? Undercover agents conveniently stopped the plan just in time. How were they able to do that? Well, as usual, the entire operation was a provocateur event. That is to say, it was run by undercover FBI agents. The article even says that the explosives were delivered to the alleged terrorist by the FBI agents and monitored the whole time. Quote, "They say the explosives delivered to Rezwan Ferdow were always closely monitored." End quote. In other words, the FBI agents concocted the plan and delivered the materials to carry it out. The same article also says, quote, "Rezwan Ferdow of Ashland, Massachusetts, was arrested Wednesday in Framingham after undercover FBI agents delivered weapons Ferdow allegedly sought for the alleged plan." End quote. As we've pointed out in the past, this is what happens in almost every case when we're talking about a so-called terror plot. An agent provocateur of the government or the FBI or some other department sets up the plan and then gets some imprudent idiot to agree with the evil plan. At that point, the agents bust him for terrorist activity. In this way, they are able to convince the world that terror plots are an ever-present reality, when the truth is that they're the ones devising basically all of them, or almost all of them. In our video called Another Fake Terror Plot New York City Synagogue Plot that was put out in May, we discussed that particular plan. That one was also thwarted just in time. And what do you know, there was an agent setting up the entire thing. If you rewatch that video that we put out in May, you will see that it's the same story basically every time. They do it over and over again, but most people are so clueless and uninformed that it continues to work. They use it to justify the domestic police state, to launch another worthless war for Israel, or whatever else they might have in mind. On that point, a few days ago, we heard about another alleged terrorist plan, which supposedly was orchestrated by elements of the Iranian government. Transparently, they tell us that this plot targeted U.S. and Israeli interests. How obvious does it have to be for people to wake up? This latest one is an obvious lie meant to justify another worthless war for Israel against Iran. What's so astounding about this is that we already engaged in a worthless war in Iraq for Israel. This war helped bankrupt our country and was a disaster. The war was originally justified by a complete lie concerning weapons of mass destruction that Iraq supposedly possessed. The administration which told us the lie was not held accountable at all. The least one would expect, therefore, is that such a thing would never happen again. That is, that our country, which is already bankrupt, would not engage in another completely worthless war for Israel in the Middle East that would be justified under fraudulent pretexts and would further bankrupt our country. But the control of the media is such, so dominated by Israeli interests, and the people are so generally clueless that they are trying to pull off the exact same thing and have us go into another war in the Middle East for Israel. And you have all of these phony conservatives who would begin firing missiles for Israel at the drop of a hat, cheering it on. The fact that our country is bankrupt doesn't matter when Israel is concerned. If people don't wake up to the fake terror game, there is no hope, naturally speaking, for this country. The perpetrators of these deceptions know that they can use them to justify almost everything. And there's an almost never-ending stream of fake terror plots and hoaxes at their disposal. That's why we speak out about it. In fact, we are basically the only group or organization in the world that professes to be Catholic, that has spoken out clearly and publicly concerning the truth about what really happened on 9/11, a day on which thousands of people were murdered, as well as the numerous other inside job terrorist attacks. Until awareness on this issue reaches a point where mainstream media figures readily expose these outrageous lies, as well as the deceptive operations that are used to perpetuate the so-called war on terror, the worthless wars in the Middle East for Israel, and the domestic police state, this country will continue to be destroyed.